And we're joined now on the Pigskin Preview by Northwest Lions head coach Corey Tenius. A season ago, the Lions going 5-5 at the Class 6 level. Started 3-0, had some things not break their way there in the second half of the season. The big story, though, here, at least we start 2019, coach, is the massive overhaul. For folks who don't really know, kind of paint a picture of how you are really replacing just about every position on the field from last year, right?
Yeah, I mean, we had a very good senior class, 22 kids, 17 were starters, and, you know, five of them are still playing right now. That they went to, you know, different schools across the Midwest to continue their careers. So we lost a very good senior class. So as kids, you know, just we challenged them to step up. You know, we had our spring players meeting and said we had to have, one of the best offseason we've ever had because, you know, not only we had to replace those guys, we had to have guys, you know, get the experience, you know, through camp, 7-on-7s. Getting their bodies ready to go for varsity schedule, and yeah, I've been very happy with the results. We had a lot of kids, you know, step up. Great numbers all off season. We have, you know, we about have close to 100 kids in the program, and I think we average 65 kids a day at workouts.
Another one of those guys that you'll have to replace, Tanner Campbell, who was an outstanding running back for you, and also, you know, somebody that you could just put the ball in his hands in any fashion, and he would make plays on the offensive side of the ball. You're taking over the play-calling duties. Is that kind of been a thought process that you want to switch a little bit more to throwing the ball because you want to be able to utilize those guys out wide as opposed to trying to rebuild in that backfield to replace Tanner?
Well, you know, I mean, we're going to, you know, with me, like, we're going to stay true to our philosophy. I mean, if we can run the ball 60 times a game right at teams, we're going to do that. But, you know, we've got to have answers for teams. And, you know, I think we got some more weapons on the outside this year. And we're kind of unproven in the backfield. You know, I guarantee you week one, we're going to have six different guys carry the ball. And, you know, kind of the idea with that is, you know, first off, they've been working hard, and I trust them with it, but also kind of keep guys a little bit more fresh. You know, 2 years ago, we, you know, graduated Caleb Camacho, who's, you know, probably the school's all-time leading rusher. And last year, you know, Tanner Campbell and Jacob Perkle stepped into that role. And, you know, Tanner, he's a special athlete to where, you know, he can break a 70, 50-yard touchdown run just like that. We don't quite have that kid this year, but we got some guys that, you know, a little stockier and a little better between the tackles, that, you know, be able to get north and south. You know, Landon Cutler, the senior running back, has been chomping a bit to wait his turn. Chase Veland is a true freshman, already probably the strongest kid in our team. He's going to get some looks at tailback. And then, you know, Daryl Reed, Jeffrey Hughes are kind of fullbacks, blocking backs. They also can run the ball as well. So it's going to be kind of by committee and, you know, keeping guys fresh. This is, you know, we're in a position where we're very deep up front. So it kind of allows us to, you know, play with a little bit of tempo on offense and just kind of wear teams out. Because we always want to play that physical style, but we got more than numbers to play that game as well this year.
Let's talk briefly about the defense as well. That was a pretty solid unit a year ago. What do you think the kids this year are going to be able to do with the opposition ahead of you? And, you know, how do you feel about them possibly matching the success of last season?
Yeah, you know, we had lost some very, very good players on defense, a lot of all-conference-type athletes. We ran the same system for now, I think, going on year four. You know, it was my third year as head coach, but we put the system in, you know, when I was assistant. The kids are familiar with it. You know, we've had success at younger levels. I think we've been able to get kids a lot of reps at younger levels. We're one of the few teams that have – our few programs that have three teams. You know, we have a freshman team that's just freshman. We got a JV team who's sophomore, sprinkling with some juniors. So these kids have been playing. They're comfortable in the system. You know, in this offseason, I was very happy. We got a lot better against the option and some teams that, you know, like to run that. And also, you know, we do 7-on-7 almost every week as well, whether it be at our school or we go to Windsor in a league and we participate in a tournament on the Illinois side. So our defensive backs got a lot of work there with, you know, pass coverage. And I know we're deep up front. You know, I know our defensive line coach says we got about 10, 12 guys that he trusts rotating in up there. So they're going to, you know, keep bringing pressure and keep working hard up there.
Well, we look forward to seeing how it works out for you this year. Coach, best of luck. Give us a call on Friday night during the End Zone show after that first game of the season. And best of luck to you over the course of the entire year.
Will do. Thank you, Nathan. Thanks for all your guys' support.